in b'chukoy sait elichu. Rashi brings down the Yedudika Medrash that says, "Jatiya amelim b'tayra." And going, you say it's going on kima mitzvah, so kima mitzvah for nemar. What's Rashi in b'chukoy sait elichu? Jatiya amelim b'tayra. This is the Indian from Amel. So what is the tachas from Amel? Amel's and what's was the vichtig for the brachas and chas v'sham the kolos? This was a chiddush, but so Kibshuta, I would have thought that the madrigas of Shati Amel b'atayro, it's a halach edelur, it's a halach to come in to the amkus, the depth of the sugya. Plumb the depths of the sugi, you throw yourself in, you get the emstik of shot. It's like a hechatimta sort of. It's a way to bring yourself to shleimus in the sugi. It's a way to have a klarkeit in the zach, have a complete heck. If you're omel, person's busy with other things, you can't focus. It can't be fully, set his mind on it. If you're omel, you could be maimik into the sugi and understand the sugi and understand the learning, the Kefi Amita Satara, what the emes of the sugi is. Could have thought like that. But the Chor, we can bring Chorishtak Araya Nishtadah. The Maisa, the Hakdom to Safar, that's the use of Chaim Elazar, brings down, you do it to Kezach about the Goyim, they say like this. He says, Oilal Kulam, what's the biggest mile of the Goyim? What was this? Heinu Vuroisa Vinayar Oisal, Kileheres Nafshay Toiv, he didn't appreciate. Only rak ba amolei asher omal b'chochmo v'das v'kishu through amelus. The achar rav roiv yigiyosav after his toiling in the sugya. Sometimes then chosum nashamayim in his galulu mayonis hachochmo. It was revealed to him mayonis hachochmo. Rosin the rosin the star and the sister. Mezua zeh nafshali ratzavam. If he wasn't omal in the sugya, the gun didn't want it. And he says kishamatim b'vakodesh. Says Reb Chaim Elazar. Shepa omer rabbis many times. Hishkimu lepischa kam magidim. Many malachim came to his door. Menashemayim b'sheilosam uvakashosam. They asked and they pleaded with him. They entreated with him. Shereitim limsa leirazim deraisa bloishem amel. They wanted to give him the Torah, give him the amkus and sisrei Torah. But lehit the oznei aleim kol. He wasn't not aleim kol. He didn't want to listen to them. And their mafter him. He says v'onav amel leani roitzer shdiu hasagasi b'teirasoi. Yisbarach ayde shum emtsoy klal uklal rak eini nesuos lo yisbarach masharoyt el galus lo give to me through my amelos. And that was the going was very very stark and not getting any matanos when it came to learning. He brings down Chaim Elazar says the diavdo have of the he's going sent Chaim Elazar himself to go to tell Zalman Elazar not to learn with the malachim, also not to do so much so, he wanted to tell others not to do it, but Zalman shouldn't also not do it. He brings that afterwards, he says, the Goyin says that even the way a person sleeps, a person could come to the grace of Hasagas in Torah, Halavai. He says, but, he said, that's, it wasn't so, it wasn't, that's the Stam, Hashem is giving the person Geshmak Ezachin, he's giving the Tam Mein Elo Haba, it's Rakhba Kibul Schar, but it's not Emes Rotzen. What the Eibishter wants from him. Eibishter wants a melos and you give a Torah. So, if the pshat is in the Yisoid and the understanding of a melos is tzutzukum, to come out to the Oymek HaPshat, the emes of the teeth guy, the depth of the plum, the depth of the sugya. So you got the depth of the sugya, you got it on a silver platter. Eilecha, there's no greater way to come to clarity than that. So it seems from the Goyin, there's a different Indian of a melos. Amelus is the what's so wichtig and so crucial to being part of a person's limud is not just to to come to klarkeit to emes pshat. It's more than that. So maybe Kim Masvil really, surely Shmuel Rozovsky really says it, but just the way he says it. Shmuel Rozovsky in the end of Zichron Shmuel and the Sichus and the Sichus in Yurches and Yurches, he says. He's not Rashi. The guy said, "Leilechu, she did me on Matayra." Fine. V'kasha. Correct. Our kasha. Bishlam this that it's going on Lima Matayra. V'chukoy said, "Leilechu is going on Matayra." It's muchach because it says already, "Es mitzvoy said tishmayru." So what do you do with v'chukoy said, "Leilechu must be going on Lima Matayra." That's Rashi. Rashi brings the proof. In fact, Shmuel, Rizovsky, Hechon Muski reposes on Kavod Adafka al Omogotar. How do you know it's going on Melos? It's going on Torah, it's going on mitzvahs. Torah is no category, but how do you know it's on Melos for Torah specifically? So he says, Gaval, because Achvenir Ravar, he said, Daloshit Pelechu, the word Telechu, Hakavon hi la'alois, uliskadein b'malois atayr. What's Telechu? Telechu means you go, mahalach. What does Telechu say? Who could say, you learn, what's Telechu? Telechu is a lashon la'alois uliskadein b'malois atayr, to shtay, to grow a malois atayr, v'zayyev shukim ha'idei amotayr. It's not possible only through amelos. And that's what the Rashi Chazal, darshin, t'chir ma'ilam atayr. We said in Shrach in Yiddish, Telechu men shtaygin. Unsteigen kämen it on sein Amelam HaTayr. The only way you can come to steig, to grow, is through Amelam HaTayr. And the way I understood it was that the person has a certain shleimus, and the person has a certain tafkid, besides for learning Torah, besides for that, but there's a certain steiging that a person gets through Amelam HaTayr. Amelam HaTayr is not just to get to the clock and the sugya, but it's a way to come to a shleimus of a person and to bring out his koichas nefesh. Then a little more, but pshat is that it's not just to get to the amelus itself as a tachlis. The amelus, the going wanted that amelus in that yigia to be able to truly come and to mal and to shteig and to grow mitzad zich mitzad himself, not just to understand the depth and of his learning. And there's a gavaldika. And weiter. If you think about that, it comes out that that's what B'chukai said to Lechu. The klalas are nemar for a person who wants to take the easy street. A person who doesn't want to go and be amal and taka be maimik and taka realize his potential and shtai, even he's learning. He could be learning. He could be doing wonderful things, chesed. But he's not, you know, he's not coming to live to his true potential. That is where it's being said. And you're not being amal the Torah. And you're not fulfilling your potential, even though you're doing wonderful mitzvahs, but it's about steigen. A mensch, his madrega and his darga has to be constantly growing, and if not, that person is talking roi for the claws. It's a pachat ner. I think it was years ago, if I'm not like schmacking it. We say in brachas, we say, the one brachas is an usli called tzarki. So, we have a passing. Shnoyel menala vivarech shasali kol tzarki. For instance, you make a bracha shasali kol tzarki when he puts ties his shoes. Why specifically? Shasali kol tzarki tied to the shoes. Tied to the shoes. So, Shnoyel says two pshatim. In the second pshat, he says the following. He says because how can a person say shasali kol tzarki? How can a person, you know, give shrach to the Rebbeinu Shleilom? He had a bad day. He doesn't have kol tzarki. He's the person's out of, you know, the shvara matziv. He's going through yisurim. How can you say Asali called Tzarki? Zach the Chacham Shlomo. The Teretz is Keshem Shavarchem Al Ara. Keshem Shavarchem Al Tayyib. Kachem Shavarchem Al Ara. Because the person understands that what's the aside of this world is to bring a person to Chayil Ma'ba. To understand that Yisurim Amark and Yisurim Ataka the Tayyib and Ataka bring a person to a Shlomo. Zach the Chacham Shlomo. Zach the Kuger. Adam at Tzadik. The highest level of Tzadik is. Question is, Adam HaTzadik is here. Adam HaTzadik nikra hoylich, a person who a tzadik is called a hoylich. Why is it called a hoylich? He's hoylich in madrego and madrego. He's constantly steiging from madrego to madrego. That's the Yaakov Avinu Mazak Shisurim. So he says the Meila, that's what you have to, when you put the shoes on specifically, what shoes are? Shoes are indicative of a mahalach. A person stays in one spot, stay in a fine art, you don't put shoes on. Shoes are for mahalach. So you say Asali called Tzarki. How do you say Asali called Tzarki? Teretz is, you're recognizing that Yisurim are L'toiv. You're recognizing that the person has to go and Shteig and come to Madrigas through even sometimes when the Matzav is Shver. But mainly, you put on Menolim, when you put on your Menolim, put the shoes on, you're saying, I'm a Heilich, I'm a Shteig, I'm Shteig, and that's the Asali called Tzarki, even if I don't understand, but I understand that it's for my betterment, and therefore, that's why I'm still Mavarchim Al HaTayv. Again, the same you said, the Pshat of Mensch Dav Zayin Alamol Steigen, and Mensch is not constantly steiging. It's a Taka Roy to have the klalus of the Chukaisa. And even a little more than that, the Goyim in Mishlei says in the Pasuk says, So the guy explains, he says, Adam Nikar Heilich, same side, Shatark Leilich Tamid Midargo Ladargo, which is about the word vector from the Chakushlema, and Layale Lamailo Yerid Mata Mata. Says the guy that does not shot a person. He says, the person can't say, oh, okay, I'm comfortable, I'm happy with where I'm holding, I'm happy with my Madrigo. The guy says, if a person's not Malo Lamala Seder, you're yedu mato mato kichazrom. He built the efshar yam bedaga chodo. It's impossible for a person to stay up in the same madrigo. If you're going up, you're going down. Taichu the pasuk beautifully. Orechaim lemailo lemaskel. Orechaim lemailo has to be considered steiging for a maskel. Why leman in order sur mishal mato? That a person should be sur, should remove himself from mishal mato, because if you're not say they're steiging, then a person will automatically end up mata mata. And it brings out the shleimus of a mensch when a person is able to taka. Kaseder steig, Kaseder be oimik and the amel, it brings out this madrigal. Just a nukuda. So what exactly is it doing? What's amel? How the amel equal shleimus? So the Maral explains in Drashas al Torah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Belazar called them amel nivra, shenema amel yula, any day imla amel pen nivra, imla amel malacha nivra. Person created for a male is in pet, or a male in his mouth, or a male is in malacha. Being the pasuk, ki yachav alav piu, havei em la'amal penivim. Va'adayin any de'idea in la'amal Torah, in la'amal sicha. You know, if it's a male is in Torah, and a male is in sicha. La'yamal, the pasuk in Yeshua says, la'yamal shem in Torah, z'abim picha, havei em la'amal Torah nivim. So, everyone and their brother wants to know, what's the shak of the Torah? What's the havein, a malacha, a pet, a sicha, what's going on? So the Maral explains, he says, "M'chovin Hashem v'amarei k'moishes zechaim ki Adam hu k'moi Adama." Adam, word Adam, mensch is from the Shurish. The word it's the same word as Adama. What's Adama? The land. You have a field before you. You have to plant it. You have to plow it. You have to do all the work. Then you reap the pears. Eventually, you reap the pears. But pshat is it's a koyach that is there. It's there be koyach. V'loy be poyach. Adama by itself has the potential to shtay. When you can say the work of the Adama, you don't leave it, and you don't leave it fallow, and you don't leave it for to rot. It dies and it grows, and then eventually you have beautiful pears. So a person also has to be tamed b'shlei musay, has to bring it mekayach al apoyel legamri. So he explains the following. He says, "Any idea in la'amal malacha in la'amal peh." What does that mean? What's the tachas have a person as a kayach? A person is nefesh chiyuni. A person is given a life. What's the mikayach alapaya? What's the how do you what's the ikar to bring mikayach alapaya? Maybe it's malacha. Maybe it's to work to build and to do malacha. Maybe that's the way to bring out the mikayach alapaya, the nefesh to bring out from our gof through malacha. That's the mikayach alapaya. And then the pasuk is no kiyach alapiu. It's through amal peh. But weiter, maybe amal peh means speaking. He says learning lish. He says maybe learning Lashonis, different languages, and different jokes, not jokes, the Melitzas, different like sayings, the different types of, you have to be very, you know, because the Koyach of a mensch is Dibor, so maybe Al Peh, that's the way we bring up the Koyach of a mensch, so the child can't speak, that's because they don't learn how to speak, the child can't speak because the Seichel is not complete, but we're adults, if Seichel has been solidified or it's completed, and now we can speak, that's the way to bring out the Shleimus, that's the way to, you know, to bring out the Koyach of a mensch. And then the pasuk says, "No, what's the ikar koyach al poyel? The amal Torah, and that's the shleimus." So, in other words, that the koyach of a melech, the koyach of, is bringing out the potential within us. If we koyach al poyel, we're born with neshama. The Kliyaka writes this: "Ve'yiv bach ba'apav nishmas chayim." He touches it beautifully. We're beginning. We're just a nishmas chayim, and then nachna a person becomes a man. Just at the beginning, our nefesh is zayiv behemo, and through a melech and through steiging, that the person could come and bring out that koyach al poyel. I remember personal mice that happened that I know one of my bnei chavur in Hollywood. So he pashut, you know, he was living his life free. He's living life in Hollywood. Hollywood's the free life. And then one day, I think a singer hooked him up. A singer was never kids. He started coming to this year. Last time he learned was in high school. He said the first time he came, he was sweating, he was shivering. He remembers his days back in high school. You know, he didn't have good feelings about his Gemara Rebbe. So he came, the first day he came, and he broke in lat. And this guy was going from, definitely didn't have the minyan. But he started learning, he started shtagging, he started being amal mitayro. And mamash so mitayach harapayal. His whole life changed. He started learning daf yomi, he started learning other zachen, he started learning the minyan three times a day. I thought this mamash put on benches is maimik and he's amal. That's what comes to the sugyo. The reason why it brings about so much, because it brings the kayach harapayal. It awakens the person's neshama, takes out the kaychas that a person has, and that brings them to the forefront, and then it spreads out to mamish to all in yoni ruchnius, and just to make some life, make tire, you know, what's on our mailis is different than other people's on mailis, but and how vital it is, it's mamish, that's the siba for the klalas, mamish a siba for the klalas b'chol kaysai, and just that mason dine lave and the mailo, shkuzaycha taka to bring out our true potential.
Yeah. 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 That's beautiful.